Well, we are thankful that Luke Jensen has given us his time. Luke Jensen, how are you?
Hey, man, I'm just trying to put it right through the uprights.
Well, we want to thank you and your sponsor, Lexus, for giving us a chance to have you on the show this week to talk about the Open. But let's just go straight to Andre Agassi. What is his legacy for the game?
I think the biggest thing you have to remember is that outside of maybe George Foreman, no other athlete has transformed their image from image is everything to substance is everything. He's been a tragic figure. He's been a victorious figure through the long hair, the no hair, the private planes, to marrying Steffi Graf after marrying Brooke Shields. It's been this up-and-down roller coaster ride, but you have to watch him. He's electrifying.
And you were always electrifying, too. I mean, the only person I know that could hit 130-mile-an-hour serve in both directions. Do you think you felt some kinship with him because he tried to make the game exciting again? He tried to make sure people understood just why it was one of the best sports in the world?
We always had a lot of fun together because we had fun. We felt we came at the game, whether we were playing on the Davis Cup team, when I warmed him up for his Wimbledon championship in 92, his very first Grand Slam. We walked on the court, and we practiced, and we worked hard, and it was always about fun. It wasn't this real serious thing, and we almost were like kids, like, hey, can you believe we're playing Wimbledon? Can you believe we're playing the U.S. Open? And look at the way he embraces the crowd and what tennis has given him. Two beautiful children that are now able to play with dad on a full-time basis and instead of dad having to go out and practice all the time. He's been such a great contributor, and everyone who meets Andre Agassi just falls in love with the guy.
And he has an ability like you to express himself, just like he did at the beginning of this segment as well. And I look at back, you remember those days with the New York Jets when I left Kansas City, and I was able to be part of that U.S. Open with the Arthur Ashe Kids Day, and I thank you for that opportunity. And I remember Brooke Shields being a part of his life. Tell me about the transformation that Steffi Graf has brought to him. I mean, it's brought, to me, stability. It's brought a sense that life goes on, and even though she was so much a part of tennis, she understands that as well. What's Steffi's role been in all this?
You nailed it right there. She understands when he has to get up at 5:30 in the morning and run up Puke Hill. She understands when he has to go and leave for Europe and get there a week before. You know, most people on the planet don't understand what professional athletes have to do to mentally and physically prepare. It's not showing up just at 1 o'clock on Sundays and saying, game on, let's kick it off. This takes years and years of prep, both mentally and physically. And if you have a support system, your wife, your girlfriend, your parents, your brother and sisters, a coach that understands that, it works.
Well, you work real well, my friend. One of the most entertaining people who've also, maybe not quite Andre Agassi, but way up there, Luke Jensen. We'll see you tomorrow at 1:45 Eastern time. We'll talk about Rafael Nadal, talk about new blood in tennis. We'll talk, of course, about Roger Federer and your predictions for the champion this week. Luke Jensen, brought to us by Lexus. We appreciate it, my friend. You're the
best.
We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you.